From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Israel's prime minister lashed out at U.S. President Barack Obama Saturday, accusing him of a shameful move at the United Nations over West Bank settlements. Benjamin Netanyahu said every U.S. president since Jimmy Carter had kept an agreement not to try to impose conditions on a peace deal for Israel. But Friday, he said the U.S. broke that agreement by abstaining when the U.N. Security Council passed a resolution calling for an end to settlements on Palestinian land. He said yesterday, in complete contrast to that commitment, including an explicit commitment by President Obama himself in 2011, the Obama administration conducted a shameful anti-Israel ambush at the U.N. In televised remarks, Netanyahu said that he has ordered his government to stop funding five U.N. institutions. Although the U.S. opposes settlements, it has traditionally used its veto power as a permanent member of the Security Council to block such resolutions. Russian and Syrian fighter planes continued airstrikes in rebel-held areas Saturday, with at least five people killed in West Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the airstrikes on the town of Atareb, west of Aleppo, killed five people. The activist-based Aleppo Media Center said seven people had died. Residents and rebels said that Russian and Syrian jets also staged heavy airstrikes on rebel-held parts of southern and western Aleppo. At least eight airstrikes also targeted towns in rebel-held Idlib province. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Pope Francis urged Christians to celebrate the birth of Jesus by thinking about the plight of modern children, including those caught in war, famine, and those who are never born. In a packed St. Peter's Basilica, the pontiff urged his flock to reflect on how today's children are not allowed to live peacefully but must hide in fear and squalor. Francis also appealed to the faithful not to get caught up in the materialism and commercialization of Christmas. He said, when we are more concerned for gifts but cold toward those who are marginalized, then worldliness has taken Christmas hostage. We have to set it free. On Sunday, Francis delivers his fourth Christmas message to the faithful that will gather in St. Peter's Square in Rome. Meanwhile, Christians from around the world gathered in Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Robert Berger was among those gathered at Manger Square.
Pilgrims from around the world watched the festivities and also spent some solemn prayer time at the Grotto of the Nativity, where tradition says Jesus was born. Bethany Walker came from South Africa.
It was very emotional, and there is such an anointing actually on that spot. It's as if you can take that little baby's hand and just receive him and say, welcome in this world.
For the Palestinians, it was another Christmas under Israeli occupation. But the city's mayor, Vera Baboon, told VOA that it is still a Merry Christmas. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
President-elect Donald Trump says he will dissolve his controversial charitable foundation to avoid even the appearance of a conflict of interest. Trump said in a statement Saturday that his foundation has done enormous good works over the years in contributing millions of dollars to worthy groups. The revelation comes as the New York Attorney General's office investigates the foundation following media reports that foundation spending went to benefit Trump's campaign. A spokeswoman for the New York Attorney General's office says that Trump cannot legally dissolve the foundation while it is under investigation. A powerful typhoon was heading for a Christmas Day collision with the central Philippines Saturday. Noctem has intensified into a super typhoon with maximum sustained winds of 175 kilometers per hour and gusts up to 215 kilometers per hour. Heavy rainfall, damaging winds, and battering waves are threatening heavily populated areas. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.